that Pritzker has so much money, and sometimes Pritzker brings suit against another company, and the amount of the suit is $100,000. What is for him $100,000? But he engages lawyers, Pritzkers engage lawyers. They know of cases where the lawyers took $2 million in order to win a suit in $100,000. What's the chokhmah? After all, he'll gain $100,000 from another company, and he's giving the lawyers $2 million. There's the Thomas Nafshin Twisty motive. It's not Thomas Nafshin Twisty motive. Is a very popular motive, you know. But among Rotzrim, like the PLO, so there, it assumes astronomical dimensions. But, you know, in miniature, it operates and functions among nice people. Pritzker, he's a nice person, Pritzker. The University of Chicago Medical School is called the Pritzker Medical School, University of Chicago. He gives so much money. But there is such an unethical disposition to knock down the other fellow, even at the expense of suffering a great monetary loss. Of course, he can afford it, you know. He can afford losing $2 million in order to recover $100,000 from a competitor. You see, he can afford it, but it's not an ethical motive. It's an ethical motive. So this is what Reb Chaim said. You think that he became angry because he was aggravated by the loss of his money? No, he was aggravated, but he didn't care so much. He could make peace with that. He was more aggravated by the fact that the other fellow, whom he disliked, wandered into, that he cared, you see. But when he lost 2,000 rubles because Reb Simcha Zelig paskened that the bull is straight, so he was mekablet behave, he has Yerushalayim, even though he has Yerushalayim, but still, there is an element of hashkosa in his heart too, in his human nature. You have to be in high madrege in order to eradicate all the hashkosa in your heart. So this is what Rosh says. He says, not what it is, Geireis, Ide vide kisho iso idis mocho, en vi tabaye sabre bishaleim shama. So mimele, and since iso iso idis mocho, so originally the shibut was chal on the beinness, even though now it is idias, but it was originally chal on the beinness. So mimele bal chayiv is geire from the beinness. So that's poshut. That does not even have to be explained, the price of mice. But the price of basrais has to be explained, after all, since it's also it is a mocho, and the shibut was chal on the beinness. So why does he say why does the price of basrais say that the balchev is given from the boyes? So the answer is because beinness shalei shavye kidi is down. Some mele the chachomi mu'amisakein that he cannot be given from the beinness, because if he'll be able to be given from the beinness in such a case, so many a nice person, a nice Jew, a Yerushalayim, but he'll see another fellow whom he dislikes, maybe he's his competitor, so he's jealous of him, so he wants to knock him down. Not knock him down, has to show him killing him, but you know, take away his best field. Some mele, he sees he has a beinness, and it's a beinness that he shove yekiyas daome. Some mele, he will give him a big loan. After all, I mean, he suffers temporarily a monetary loss too, you know. But in order to collect his best, and the main motive is, even though it's a loss to him too, why does he have to give up his money, his $1,000 for a year? He can have it and enjoy it now, but he wants to take away the best field that person says. So Nikome only, you know, not in a terrible way, just to take away his best field. He'll still be able to make a living, and he will not be destroyed completely, but he's a nice man, so he's not going to destroy him completely, but just a little bit, in the same way as Mr. Pritzker, you know, would spend $2 million in order to collect $100,000 from the competitor. I mean, he says, he mentioned real cases, real cases. So this is how the Rosh explains the price of a slice. And the basis of the psychology of a Mr. Pritzker is a nice man. He's not a bad person. Neil Keaton, the hash to Leslie Achita, that different, you know. Bainly Gabri Day, Bainly Gabri Almi, Idiocy, Bosa Hashtas, you know. Vili Govamine, the my time, Omar Abonon, the Balchid, the Bainness, Vili Hashinon, the Shas, Shemayik, Pis, Mildenum, Mishum, the Til, the Dalsman, the Lom, Vihoche, Keaton, the High Ara, Bainly Gabri Kula Alme, Bainly Gabri Day, Idiocy, Ikelimei Hashbom, Mishim Chibuit, the Actids, the Alvenupam Achers, Umishim, the Lazdeles, Lekali Mechash, So this is the Rosh Gersa. So the Rosh is Gersa, in other words, there are three Gersois. There are three Gersois. But one Gersa does not affect any substantive change in the Gemara. Just, in other words, the Gersa of Rashi, the boy is saying, and the Gersa Yishono, as he calls it, Gersa Sageni, not the boy saying the Ide Vide Shalishimacho. Loi, Ide Vide, not the boy saying it, but Loi. Ide vide shloish leide semocho the loy kashi hodi shavi ben shloik yis alme the chanish tab ben shloik yis alme and both hold bishalim in shem. So it's substance wise it's the same thing like Rashi's gersa, except according to Rashi's gersa there is a difficulty in the expression the boy is same, so he doesn't have the regular meaning. Every usually, whenever the Gemara says the boy is saying that, the Gemara is trying to establish this the same answer that was given by the Tarzan, La Fuke of the Makshin. And here, according to Rashi's Gersa, so the boy is saying that does not establish, does not confirm the premise made by the Tarzan in contrast to the premise made by the Makshin. On the contrary, The boy saying confirms the premise made by the match. It's not difficult, so what? But it's not the usual, it doesn't have the usual pattern. So potifo ya geres, loy de vidish loy soy di sumocho, the loy kasher shabin shlegir alme, so then it has the, it's not unusual. But longness wise, substance wise, is the same thing like a common trash is just. Mashinchin, according to this Rosh Gersa, so substance-wise there is a big difference, because he's given us the boy saying ide vide shahoi soi bismoch vide vide sabre bishalei in sham v'loi kashe hodi shavye bein nishalei hodi loi shavye bein nishalei kiris d'alme. There's the braise kamais. So mele, since it's hoi soi bismoch, so at the very outset the shibut was hal and the bainness. Some mele, he's the balchavis gave from the bainness. True that bishalein shamin, and it's his idiots. But which moment it determines whether it's bainness or idiots? The original moment when the shibut is hal. So that's plain, that's simple. And then the price of Ashaisle says that Balchiv is busy boyes, so it involves a chiddush. Why? Because the braise baslaise applies Reb Shimon's stamp that the reason is why the Torah or the Chachamim say, the reason is why we say that a Balchiv is gave from Beinanes. Is gave from Beinanes is and not from Idias, not from Idias is because actually he should be gave from Idias. whether midraisa or midrabbanon, because of the tamash kidei shleitinu daraz b'mulavim. So the better estate he's gave it, the more inducement he supplied to the potential malvet to lend money, because if he's able to collect from Beine, so there is more inducement for him to lend money than if he could be gave only from the Zeboyes. But if the halacha had been that he could be gave from Midyas, there would be even a greater inducement. So why won't the Chachomim Misakein? Because of Shalitinu Zalas from the law, Monefshach, they were in Vatei or his Zeboyes. So why the Chachomim Misakein, not Zeboyes, the Beines, in order to supply an inducement? So why didn't they supply a bigger inducement and making him capable of collecting from the years? That's because of Rav Shimon's time. Because if he'll be able to collect from the years, then it will supply to him a negative motivation. And that's not good. A negative motivation is more sinful than no motivation. No motivation, okay, so it's not the kind of mitzvah of Milas Chesed. But a negative motivation involves the love of Lisachmei. So Mele, actually, because of the time of Shalitinu Dalitin Lovin, he should be able to collect even familias. But the Chachomim reduced his potential of collecting from the best in order that it should not be abused into a negative motivation. It's a negative motivation. So Mele, the Chachomim or Misakein, that he should be able to collect from the Beinus. But in this case, what the Beinus would be, either from the point of view, from both points of view, from the perspective of the day, it is the day, and from the perspective of the Alme, since each of you is the Alme, as it is, so then the possibility of supplying a negative motivation is galvanized. So merely because of that, the Braise Basraise says, now let him be gave only from the Zeboyes. Because if you'll be able to be gave from the Beinus, even though Alpedin it is Beinus, because originally the Shibut was Chal on the Beinus, but it will be abused and it will galvanize his negative motivation of knocking down the other fellow. Just in a nice, in a human way, in a civilized way, not has to show in a criminal way. And that we don't want, because that will involve a love of Lisisabe and the love of Lisachme. So because of that, the Braise Basraise says that in the even though it's Hoysel Yidisumocho, but still, since the Beinus is Shavik, it is the Alme, in order to prevent the development of the negative motivation, Ekpis Valvenu, the Chachamim said in such a case, he can only be given from the boys. Alright, that's the thesis of Oshias. Now, then the Gemara says another reason. The boy is saying, in other words, another lotion is that both prices have reference to the case where the Beinus Shalei is Kibeinus the Alme. The Hoche, so Rashi's Gil says, the Hoche Behoplige, Maos of Abi Shalei Shami, Umaos of Abi Shalei Shami. In other words, now let's see the Rashi. Ide vide kin shoy so ben shoy ki ben iz de alme vi lo lo shoy ide smit khila u vi hotlige di tan in mas ni se kamay se u ses de ben iz de boy iz bal khay vi de deines so va bi shoy lo mi sham vi am tu li ho khay shok bal khay vi deines ki dine so ki dine vi ide sam mele since it is Bein Shalei Ki Bein is the Alme, and is Bishalei Lom. Hein Shomin, Samimele, from the perspective of Bishalei Lom, what is it? It's Beinus, because it's Beinus Shalei is Ki Beinus, the Alme, so it's Beinus with the Boyas. Beinus with the Boyas, the Aloche is the Beinus. The Beinus. Vibach, and the price of us rise that says Bain is visible, yes. So if Bach is visible, yes. Also the Bain is the Bain is the army. But he holds Bishalei and Shomim. So true from the perspective of the general standard. So it is Bainness, but from his own, from the perspective of his own individual standard, that's his best. And it's lohoisole idis mocho. So it's idis viziboyes. And idis viziboyes, the aloha is that Balchev is viziboyes. Alright. Now there was another girl saying this gemara. In this boy is saying. In this boy is saying. The second boy is saying. Not idivide, kyoin shoiso benishaleki benis daume. But Idevide Lishnachkine Kasam Idevige Shebeine Shalaiki Idias down. Unfashionably, oh, Idevide, according to that girl say, Natki, according to the girl say that Rashi mentioned before, and that Rashi accepts, Idevide Kunshebeine Shalaiki Ben is down. So Idevide have referenced to the case of Loyos Lidisamocha. But according to the girl say, Idevide Kunshebeine Shalaiki is down. Then we both had reference to the case of Ishali Yidiz Mocha. Fashinolei, Hoche Ide Ide, Kisha Hoiso, Lo Yidiz Mocha, Ovi Hop Lide, Itani de Masnite Kamaise Sova, Bishalei in Shomit. Tani de Masnite Kamaise Sova, Bishalei in Shomit. Vichidin di Dei. So, what does the Bais Masnis Kamaise say that Ben is a boy is Bachevi Ben is? Because he holds Bishalayin Shamin, Vichiv and Dildei have a Ben is, because Hoysoi is a Mocho, so Lachatchil the Shibut was how the Ben is. So, Vichiv and Dildei have a Ben is, Afar Gavi Almi, yes, my name is Shalim, and the Bais Pasrai said it says, Benin is a boy, Balchib is a boy, he holds, and the Soysala is a mocho. So, even though originally it was Chalam Benin, but since his Beshalilam in Shomin, some mele, it is. Since Yerushalayim and Shomim, so and the Tzofi Shavik it is down there. So what does he have? He doesn't have Benes Viziboyes, he has Idias Viziboyes. And Idias Viziboyes is of a Poshut that Balchev is Viziboyes. The toughest Lashon Rish. Oh, then Rabbeinu Omar, Bidulepli, the Omar Gulet Vartir Balchev Viziboyes. Shinema b'chutz tamid v'yisha shatanei shebeitzir l'achos ha'afid ha'chutzo. Ma darki shalodom leitzir l'chutz pocha shebekeilin. Uma tam omu balchei v'deinis kidi shalitin udarik in lovin. Maris li takante dule maris takante. So Rashi's pshat is here very strange. Because Rashi says, let's see the Rashi. Biule komifliye. Tane basre les li takante dule. Elo bosa kozo. Vafu Havali Nami Idias the Hashte Havali Bainis Mura Bainly Day Bainly Alme Afil Hochasfir Elishka Bachib is boys. That's the big Chiddush on Rashi Pshat. In other words, Rashi is the only one who explains that Gemara today. When the Gemara says, Ma less later Kante Dule, so it means less later Kante Dule altogether. Never. Even the regular case of a Leve having the three types of estates, it is Bein Viziboyes, so the Braise Pasreis holds, the Balchev is given from the boys. So then the old Rishenim Marachelik and Rashi. So why does the Braise mention the case, the Braise Pasreis of Bein Viziboyes? Let him mention, it is Bein Viziboyes, Balchev Viziboyes, why does he mention? Bainus with the boys. So that's very difficult, very strange in Rashi. But anyway, this is Rashi's pshat. But Rashi doesn't say anything. Rabbinus Oma Bidule Plie. And does it? What do both prices hold? That Bishalein Shamin or Bishalein Shamin? But it is obvious that according to Rashi, even though Rashi doesn't spell it out, so according to Rabbi Nisteretz, both prices are based upon the premise that Bishalela Mishamin, the Bishalela Mishamin, because if we'll say Bishalein Shamin, if we'll say Bishalein Shamin, why does the Braise say that that Beines Visiburius is Beines Visiburius, so the Braise Kamaise says Beines Visiburius Balchevis Beines. But if Bishalein Shamim, some Mele Itzidias Visiburius, and Eidis Visiburius, so Alibere Kula Alme, so Balchev is gave from the Ziburius, not from the Beines. So, while Rashi doesn't spell it out, one second, please.
I got a question.
No, never mind, please don't. You have a question to wait. I don't have to break the continuity of my concentration. I'm sorry. No, I'm not going to answer that question. You have a question, so do wait. Then it breaks the continuity of my concentration, and then I become upset, and then I start trembling, and I have pain and everything. And you're right, Mr. Minkes. Please, you're right. That's all. It will not fly away. So if we say that according to Rashi, so according to Rabbi Nisteretz, so we hold that Bishalein Shamin, so Mimele, why does the Braise Kamaise say Beinus Visiburius? So Balchev the Beinus? If Shalein Shamin, so it's not Beinus Visiburius, it's Idius Visiburius. Idius Visiburius, admittedly, according to everybody. So the Balchev Visiburius, so it's a riot that according to Rashi, so according to Rabbi Nisteretz, so both Braises hold that Bishalein Shamin. Mimele, there are a number of Rishenim who pasken Bishalein Shamin. Not Bishalein Shamin because of this Braise of Rabin. Alright, so this is Rashi's Teretz. Now let's see Tesis Teretz. Ma lesle takante dule, dafke hiche de lesle idias. They have a high bainess idiously today. So Tesis is Helikan Rashi. And Tesis says now, Gemara doesn't mean Mar Leslie Takante Dule, Braise Basreise rejects Ule's Din altogether. Hasvi Shalom, then the Braise should mention not the case of Beninus Visiburius, but the case of Idias Beninus Visiburius. But Davke Yeched Leslie Idias, they have a high Beninus Idias to the day. Midinok had Beninus Visiburius, that's the Taine. Midinok had Beninus Visiburius, Mashma the Isle Idias. Govern Balchimi Beines, because Sava Akim de Leslie El Beines Visiburius, the Shayach Kantime de Oma Baranzokin, Mitnima, Balchim, Indine Beidias, Gidei Shalihiris, or the Noe Vidira Noe La Havere, Vienna Ekpitz, the Alvenu Kidisha Egre Isibachi. So he mentions Reb Shimon's Dach. Now, it's very important to remember the Reb Shimon's Din, because there are several Shittas Rishen, you see. You'll find Rishenim who say, according to Reb Shimon, so Balchev midiraise is gave beidias. Balchev. You'll find Rishenim who say that according to Reb Shimon, Balchev midiraise is gave midiraise. There is another shite. That's the shite of the Rashbo in Gittin. I didn't mention it yet. The shita of the Rashbo in Gittin is that Reb Shimon is made that Balchev midiraise is gave a busy boys. Now, and let's see all the shittas. So there are three shittas, Alibid Reb Shimon. Three shittas Rashenim. One shita is that Alibid Reb Shimon, Balchev is gave a midiraise bidias. Why bidias? There's a right of shita. Because of Gnus Chesed. Some Mele is entitled. After all, he was so nice. He gave alvoya to a person, so he's entitled to be gave from the best of the debtor's estate. But midrabbonon, Reb Shimon said that he cannot be gave from Idias in order to reduce the possibility of a negative motivation, of ekpeitz, ve'egve, diranoi, and sodanoi shall have it. That's the shita of the Ravid. Then there is a shita's rishenim that balchev, according to Reb Shimon, balchev is gave from the beininess. The beininess midrais, but midrais beininess. But if not for the possibility of a negative motivation, then the Torah would say that he should be gave from the idis. But in order to prevent the development of a negative motivation, the Torah says beininess. But beininess is midrais. Then there is a shite of the Rashba in Gittin. He says that Reb Shimon is made it to Ule's din. Ule says that Vartir Balcheb is a boyus, Voisha Shataneshibe, Yetzel Echo Avit Achutzo. So Achutzo, Reb Shimon is made it that. But Reb Shimon says, Midrabbonon, in order to preclude the possibility of abuse of ekpeitz ve alvenu ve agve schivini from the dirono and the sodono, so the chachamim were misakein that Reb Shimon is made that midraise balchev is given only from the boys. But because of Shalitinu Delas Bifnilovn, the Chachomim were misakein that he has to be given something better than the boys. But then the question arises, since the Chachomim were interested in supplying an inducement to be malve, they should have a misakein. He should be given from the idiots, then the inducement would be maximized, would be galvanized. So in order to prevent an abuse of ekpeitz valvenu ve'egves chayvi, so the Chachamim limited his potential of gvir to beinness. So in other words, according to Reb Shimon, the Chachamim had two motives. One, to supply an inducement that people should be induced to lend money, but then they should have been sacking, he should be given from the idiot, so then the inducement would have been galvanized. So they did not want the inducement to be galvanized because of the possibility it might be galvanized and abused too. So that's what the Rashba says in Gittin.
Rashba in Gittin,
yeah. Different test. That's Reb Shimon's memory. It's important. Although that he says, take notice of this Rashba. Now he says, here the Gemara says, Rabbina says, that the two braises, braise kamaise and braise pasraise, achel kanules din. What does Ule say? Dvar teiro balchei bezibores. Umatam omru. Balchei bebinnes, kidei shleitin odas bunulot. Mari shleita kante de Ule. There's the braise kamaise. Umar les shleita kante de Ule. And the braise pasraise, is chilek in the kantule. Not as Rashi says chilek legamre, but only in this case, dafke heche the less leidius, the have a high business idius to the day, and the work had business with boys, mashma the east leidius, governable chidni business, because of a kidden the less leidius with boys, the shayach kantime domopan zokin, with me ma balchidni business, So many will see as the kash against Eisves. After all, this he mentions Rav Shimon Stam, but Rav Shimon Stam is machkia of Ulazim. So how does he mention? So Bishleim, according to Rashi, so the Braise Bas Raisi is also machkia of Ulazim, but Teisves is chilek on Rashi, and Teisves says that when the Gemara says the Braise Bas Raisi lesser takanda the Ule, doesn't mean lesser takanda the Ule. He agrees with Ulazim. In the case of Idias Beinus Viziboyes, Leslie Takante Dule, in the case of Beinus Viziboyes. So, how does he explain the Braise Bas Raisa on the basis of the Lomdes of Reb Shimon, and Reb Shimon is Chelikan Ule? But according to the Rashbo, Reb Shimon is not Chelikan Ule. So, this Teisves can be explained on the basis of the Rashbi Shuti. And, as a matter of fact, according to the Rashbo, there is no difficulty, because Ula was an Ameire, Reb Shimon was a Tane, so there is no difficulty. But according to all the other Rishonim, who say that Reb Shimon is inconsistent with Ula's Din, that means that Ula's Din is inconsistent with Reb Shimon's Din. Reb Shimon is a Tane. Shimon is a Tane, and we don't have any other Tane who says Ula's Din. Only Ula says Din. Dvateir, do we have a Tane that says Ula says that? So the question is, according to all the other Rishonim, so Ula is chilek on Reb Shimon. How could Ula be chilek on Reb Shimon? According to the Rashbo, there is no difficulty. We'll soon see. But this Teisves has to be explained in accordance with the Rashbo, that there is no inconsistency between Ula's Din and Reb Shimon. On the contrary, Reb Shimon, because the Rashbo probably had the hearsay of the Teisves reading Gittin. What is it? What?
Why can't we say, like the Tosfos Harosh, that even according to Ula, he agrees with Reb Shimon's din. He agrees that there is a problem of Shema Yakot, but the question is, in which case are we afraid of Shema Yakot?
We'll soon see. Yeah. I'm going to discuss that. Yes.
What does the Rashba say? Explain Reb Shimon. Why does Reb Shimon hold this authority? Does he know that Reb Shimon holds?
Because everybody agrees with Ula's Din.
Reb Shimon too.
Everybody. There's no machlekes, because we have the pasuk Vayish Hashem as a nation. Yes, Rabbis Achutzah. Ma daiti shalodim leitzi pachesh bekele. So everybody agrees. But Reb Shimon says, "True, me the raisa is a boyis." But the Chachomim, because of Shalitino, doesn't love him. Had to be misaken. The Balchev should be able to get something better than
the boyis.
Mimele, he should be able to get tedious. So he combines the Tino doesn't love him with Shematik beits. Oh, so the Teisves reads, Gersis, Ditanye, Omar, first, Reb Shimon says two things, one in regard to Nizokin, and one in regard to Balchev. And in regard to Nizokin, says, Matama Nizokin, Shomer Bidias, Maomra Nizokin, Shomer Bidias, Nagazlom, Tenchamson, Kishima, Odom Loma, Nigazi, Loma, Nechem, Islamoha, Bekir, and Hosel, Nathan, Sodomoy, Shall you see how much Kotim is demon coming shall? Fear Homa and Zokin Shamu Bidis. Then, if the Maomu Balchevi Ben, Shall you all have a son in my video? So, that Gersel Tesis 3D is in regard to Nizokin, Reb Shimon says, the Maomu Teo and Zokin Sham. In regard to Balchevi says, the Maomu Chachom in Balchevi Benis. So, if the Rashbo had the Teisves reads, so it's Kimin Chayma. In other words, because Reb Shimon also agrees with Ula's Din that Vatir Balchev is a boyis, but the Chachomim or Misake, no, he has to get something better than the boyis. Kiddush Etulin Lev. How much better? So he should say, Idi is the best. It would be. So the inducement will be galvanized, will be maximized. No, so then he combined it with Shemo Yik Pitri Alvenu, so the reason is why he was misaking that he's entitled to something better than the boy is because from 12 why won't Chachom misake even much better idiots? That's because of Shemo Yik Pitri Alvenu. Alright, so now let's see the thesis. So thesis says Mashma the Isla idiots So the kasha is, why do they mention Rav Shimon? The answer is no. Rav Shimon also agrees with Ulas Din, but he limits it to certain cases. Why? So he limits it only to the case of idias beinus viziboyes, but not to the case of beinus viziboyes. The case of beinus viziboyes, so then he applies the time of Rav Shimon, the time of Rav Shimon. In other words, that so actually this tasteless is very similar to the tasteless of Rosh Girse Ide Vide Bikishoisli Dis the Mocho Vide Vide Savra Bishalein Shamin. So Kam Shahoyo Bene Shaleki Bene is down there, there's the price of Kamaise, and then and Kam the price of Basraise is reference to the case. Kisha Hoysha Bene Shaleki is down, it's mamish, very similar, the same lumbus. Okay, now, then there are two other shittis. The Goyen mentions Avro Arivet Pirish, the Kula Alme Bishalein Sham, Uman Doma Bibenes Leslie Dule. So the Ran in Ksuves, the 13th Perek, Shnei Yayom Gzeres, he mentions the Raivis Pshat in this Gemara at great length. He discussed it. Now the knowing Ksuves in Perek Shnei Yon Exeres mentions the machlekes between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheishes, whether Bishalein Shamin or Bishalein Shamin. So Rav Sheishes says Bishalein Shamin and Rav Nachman says Bishalein Shamin. Now we have a general klal that whenever there is a machleke between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheishes, so Hilchasik Rav Sheishes b'Yisurel Rav Nachman b'Dineh. Like Rav Shmuel, so Hilcha said Rav Yisurei Shmuel Bedine. So whenever there is a machleket between Rav Sheishes and Nachman, Hilcha said Rav Sheishes Yisurei and Rav Nachman Bedine. So here the halacha should be like Rav Nachman. So the Bishalein Sham, but according to Rashi's Girse, and according to Tesfes Girse, so all the boyseimis except the first teres of the Gemara assumes that Bishalel Misham everything. So maybe you have to paskin the Bishalel Misham and the Armenian Rishayim who paskin Bishalel Misham because they have the gears in our Gemara of Rashi and Teisves. So according to Rashi and Teisves gears in our Gemara, how many terutzim do we have here? We have Rav Chisda's teretz. Rav Chisda's teretz is based upon the premise of Bishalein Shamin, but all the other Iboyes ain't made. So we have, besides Rav Chisda's teretz, so we have one Iboyes ain't made, and then the second Iboyes ain't made, and Rabbinus teretz. So only one lotion of the Gemara assumes Bishalom Shamit. And all the other three Shemites in the Gemara, Bishalom, so naturally you have to pass through Bishalom Shamit. So, I mean, guess what is it?
Would you explain it? Was it Shalom and Shalom? That the Bachom is a. The Mazik's a rich man. He's got his edius is better than everybody else's. Is that what it
means? Shalom Shamit means whether we have to apply the individual standard of the Levi or the general standard.
And assume that he's a rich man, his eat is far above everyone else.
I know, rich, poor. The question is, if Shalein Shamin, so the criterion is his individual standard. Uh-huh. Shalein Shamin is the general standard. The standard
usually they're the same. Sometimes it might be the same.
Yes, I mean, it might be the same. Okay. Anyway, so here the Ran says, V'kaimel en hilchasik Rav Nachman. Bidine. Yeshe dechul Rav Nachman. But they are Rishonim who don't pass like Rav Nachman, who pass like Rav Sheshes, because our Gemara, our Sugi, according to Rashi and Tosfos Gira, say only Rav Chisda's Teretz holds the Bishalim Shamin. But the other Rishonim, the other three boys, assume that Bishalim Shamin, so you have to pass like the other Rishonim. Yeshe the Chulid Rav Nachman, Militani Beferet Rabor Visnesikim, Hoyle Beinnes Visiboyes. Hoyol beinnes viziboyes, nizokim balchevi beinnes, sus vasisha viziboyes, vitanya achite nizokim beinnes balchevi sushisha viziboyes, kashina dode, vaske rabine di kula on bishalay on misham. See how I mentioned, that's a contrast. Roche biule komnifn, roche mule komnifn, doma mule vartir balchevi viziboyes, umatamon balchevi beinnes, kishoy tildas bifin lovn. Maris lidule or males lidule. Upeo shodi tani zokin balchev bibenes isle tatante dule. Afil bishain li alabenes viziboyes. Uman doman zokin bibenes ubalchev or suesivizes lesle tatante dule. He doesn't mention Rashi's pshat because Rashi's pshat is vilish the siochit. Because according to Rashi, the price of Basreise rejects Sules din altogether and that old Rishinim achelik. Elo dafke yechadi isleiris ubeinis viziboyes. Umkomokim askonis hashmune shmue shom. Tisholim shom according to Rashi's and Tisves Girse. So maskonis hashmue only rafchiz the starets holds that bishalayim shom. Loik Rav Nachman, so because of that they pass like Rav Sheshes. Avla raite zalik sho dimaris li dule li mashma that I come to kai. Boy, the chim di kaim lo tlam nach midine, yesh li kaim shi yudivre rabine kimei sei, lifich ach kosav doregas, not like Russian days, yes. Di kula alm bishalein sham, and not di kula alm bishalein sham, but di kula alm bishalein sham, uvidu le kom niflige, di man di isli balchei bizibu, yes, is isli di. So the one who says, the price of Basrai say, that says, balchei bizibu, yes, just the hepech. Is Lidule, you see, according to Rashi and Tosfos, so the price of Basreise is less Lidule. According to the Raivet, so the price of Basreise Dafke is this Lidule. Hilkach, Kidn Dinasus Etzle Binnes Gid, yes, just because he agrees with the Ules Din. Some Mele and Bishalein Sham, some Mele, Ibishalein Shamin, some Mele, he has only Binnes Visibo, yes. Some male, but Bishalei, so it's not Benes Viziboyes. It's Idias Viziboyes. Idias Viziboyes, so it's Bizaber Boyes. Some male, Bryce Bas Reise is this lady. Meknia de Reise. Iname Atacante. The Ziburjes Nas Benes Etzlei, so it conforms to the Reise and to the Rabban. Because the Reise, so Balchev is always Viziboyes. And so here it conforms to the Reise, but here it conforms even to the Rabbanon also, because the Rabbanon Takonis Chachom was only that in the case of Idias Beinnes Viziboyes, the Balchev is Beinnes Lachtez Lam. But in the case of Idias Viziboyes, so then, not. Why? Because since Bishalein Shamin, so the conform says, Hilkach kibn nasses lebeinnes kidies mit der Reise in name atakante do ziboyes nasses beinnes esle beinnes esle. In other words, you don't even have to say have to say, because Bishalein Shamin, some mele, it's idiots with the boyas. No, because the Ziburias becomes bainess, you can approach it from the other end. It doesn't matter, you see. You can approach it from two ends. But you can approach it from the other end too and say, all right, the bainess, we won't call the bainess idiots. The bainess, so, is bainess. I'm sorry. Aber I was all he showed the marriage, the mashma, the mashma that can't decoy. Void the him, the camp of Nahum Dine, the fear of course of the Hoydasin, the cool arm Michelin Sham, who we do a committee for the man, the Isle Balhe, busy boy, Isle Yule, Hilkar, Kim the Nasus, Esle Dinis, Kidies, making a rice, in Amatacante. Does the boyas nasa bainness etzli? In other words, it means that since he's bishalein shamim, he has bainness with the boyas, so then why should we call this bainness and this a boyas? Let's call this idias and the bay and this a boyas bainness. He bishalein shamim, so it has to be defined according to the general standard. But if Bishalein Shamin, so who is concerned about the general standard? He has only two kinds of state, one better and one inferior. It's a relative thing. So why call it one Bainess just because it conforms to the Bainess Daumi? But Bainess Daumi is no criterion. So let's call the Bainess will call Idias and the Ziburias will call Bainess. So it's a matter of semantics, all right? It is a matter of semantics. Because there is no reason as to why, if we say Bishalein Shamim, so there is no reason, there is no logical compulsion in saying he has Bainess Viziboyas. Why should we say Bainess Viziboyas? Call it he has Idias and Bainess. If we say Bishalein Shamim, we can't call it Idias and Bainess, because according to the general standard, it doesn't conform to the Idias now. So one conforms to the Bainess Daumi and one state conforms to the Boyas Daumi. But if we say Bishalein Shamim, so why should we be concerned about the general standard? He has two estates, so it's a matter of semantics. It is logically it's a matter of semantics. You can define it in two ways. You can call the better one Bainess and the inferior one the Boyas, or you can, with the same logic, you can call the better one Idias and the inferior one Bainess. That's the way you do it. It's semantics, but it's logical semantics. This is what I was saying. In Anatakante there's a Buyas Nasa Bainess Hesley. There is no logical compulsion in saying, no hechech to in saying that it's Bainess is a boyas. You can argue either way, and both are equally reasonable. Uman doma balchei Bainess. So leslilule, just the reverse of the other shame. In the Baise Kamai says leslilule. Eloisle de Rebshimen doma bevishperikan zokin. Mitimam roteiro. So you see, with the Rashbo in Gittin says, and we said that Pshat Meteisves in Gittin also, that Reb Shimon is not inconsistent with Rule. But Reb Shimon, because Reb Shimon the Rashbo says also holds that Vartir Balchei Bizburi Shanema Baishat Nish Bizlachotso. But the Raivet says before it's not like that. He says, Uman Dama Balchei Bibinin is less lady, it's inconsistent. Eloi Islay the Reb Shimon. The Omar Berish Perik Hanizokin. The Maom Motero Balchil the Bainis. Kileima Veloi Bidyes. And what's the girl say? His girl says like the girl of the reef. The Maom Motero Balchil the Bainis. So Midereise Balchil the Bainis. And why not Bidyes? Because you should say so why doesn't the Torah say bidyes? So the Ravishita is that according to Reb Shimon, midraise bal chayvis gave the beinus. Bal chayvis gave. Is gave the bayonets. So Mele Hilkach, the price of Kamaisi says, Afal Pishes and Nasale, have bayonets kid, yes. Because Bishalain Shamin, so Mele that's his best, Kid Mishain Kank Shoshe, Ekvis Vialveno, Shari Idis Kozu, Mitsuya Harbel Liknees. In other words, because according to Reb Shimon, the Dorish time the cross, so then the time the cross defines and limits the rice. It's not just timing, like the Rambam's timing, the Chinuch's timing, the Ramban's timing, of all the Chachmi Yisrael's time. There is a time, but it has nothing to do with the din. But according to Reb Shimon, the Dorish time the cross, so the time defines and limits the din. Let's say a melech is allowed to be mar benoshim like Abigail, because it's not shayach yoser es libe. So here too, midrai se balchev is entitled to bainis. But actually, he should be entitled bidyes. But the Torah says, in order to prevent and abuse a negative motivation, so he cannot collect from bidyes. But so he says, but in this case, it's not, we don't have to be afraid of an abuse. What will he gain, you know? He is capable, you know, of becoming motivated by negative inducement disposition, or only if by being malveim he'll be able to collect something unusual. But here, what's so unusual? What's so unusual? In other words, it's his idiots, it's his idiots, but he's not so corrupt that he should lend money in order to collect something that is a usual thing. Just Thomas Nafshin Plishtin, right? You see, so the Torah is not cheshish for the Shemekvis Valveno in a fully destructive way, only in a selfish way, you see. According to the way we explained the Tisus Arosh and Tisus here, so the time of Shema Ekvis Valveno is an Ekvis Valveno similar to Thomas Nafshin Plishti. But according to the Ravid, it's not like Thomas Nafshin Plishti. It's only a selfish motive. But the selfish motive is also involves the love of Lisachmik, but not so destructive, you know. To be interested in knocking down, in causing a loss to the other fellow, when he has nothing to gain by it, according to the way we explain the taste of Sarosh Girse, so the time of Reb Shimon is like Thomas Rafshin Plishti, like that butcher, you know, who was aggravated by the fact that the other fellow wandered in Torah, not at all by the fact that he lost it in Torah. So according to the taste of Sarosh Pshat, according to Tesis Pshat, so Reb Shimon's time is like Thomas Nafshin Plishtim. According to the Ravid, it's not like Thomas Nafshin Plishtim. He is only ready to take away the best if it will serve his interest. But if it will not serve his interest, because his ideas is not even ideas, he can get such ideas in many places. He can go and buy such an idiot. But according to the taste of Salosh, no, the motivation is completely destructive, completely unethical. According to the Ravid, the motivation is only a selfish motivation, not an immoral motivation. It's not the Tomis Nafshin Plishti motivation. According to the Tisra Salosh, Sarab Shimon's is afraid of the Tomis Nafshin Plishti motivation. According to the Tisra Siyam Bavakame, Rab Shimon wants to avoid the Tomis Nafshin Plishti motivation. According to the Ravid, we're not Cheshish, any Jew should be so unethical,
spiteful,
and to be ready to lose money and spend $1,000 in order to knock down the other fellow. That way, a Jew is not hushed on this kind of motivation. But a Jew is hushed on a selfish motivation. In order to get something special, so he's ready to lend money to get an unusual field. But in this case, it's not an unusual field. He can get many fields like that. So why should he be apt? Why should any Jew be suspected of cultivating such an immoral, aspiration? But according to the taste of Rosh, and according to our tastes, other rabbi, this is exactly what Rav Shimon is afraid of. According to the Ravid, Rav Shimon is not afraid of a Tomis Nafshin Plishtin motivation. He's only afraid of his selfish motivation. Maybe in order to get a special subject that is very rare, so he's going to earn money. And that will also involve the love of Lissachim. But in this case of Benis Visiburius, since the Benis is not immediate according to the general standard, so it has no attraction to the potential marvel. But according to the thesis of Rosh, it has no attraction, but there is one attraction. Malice is the attraction. According to the Ravid, Rav Shimon is not afraid of a Shemo Yire Sodin Noye Vidira Noye Vimar Ekpiz Velveno because of malice. That is not afraid. No Jew is Hoshut and Ekpiz Velveno because of malice. But a Jew, many Jews, is Hoshut to say Ekpiz Velveno because of selfish interest. But in this case, there is no selfish interest. You see, there is a big difference between Teisves HaRosh and Teisves and the Ravid. Big difference.
According to the Ravid, the reason why this karka is
attractive.
No, but in other words, the reason why he can get this type of idius anywhere.
Yeah.
In other words, because it's not really idius. We have to say that he's talking really about
idiots.
It's bainus dalma.
Yeah, it's bainus dalma.
That's why he calls it bainus.
That's right.
So therefore, if his bainus would have been ki idius
dalma, very mustaba like the Ravid. You see, a copy of this is also. I become frightened when I see that this is a Rosh. In other words, that the Chacham Rav Shimon says that he cannot be given from Idias because maybe many Jews will deliberately lend money in order to destroy the other form. Such a shosa. I don't know whether the Bali Musa spoke of such a shosa. I don't know.
The Ravid's din wouldn't apply if the bainus was kiddus dalma.
That's right.
It was kiddus dalma.
That's right.
And also,
only when it's nothing.
Is there a nafkamina between the two lashonos and the Ravid?
There are no two lashonos.
The Ravid says that mokmina na diaraisa.
No, it's one supplements the other. In other words, it conforms to the diaraisa and to the rabban. It conforms to the diaraisa simply. It always conforms to the diaraisa. And it conforms to the rabban too, because it's a question of semantics. Why call one bainus and the other zibuyas? Call the bainus idias and the zibuyas bainus, because we're not concerned about the general standard.
But even if we assume that we should call it zibuyas,
yeah,
still midrabanan you should collect that way. It's not mokmina necessarily at the araisa, because midrabanan, if all you have is zibuyas, so you collect the zibuyas.
You could say it to Rishonis, but I don't see why you have to say it to Rishonis. Alright. Okay, so Dreyves Pshat is Kinim Chayna. Now, then, the Goyen just mentioned Dreyves Pshat. Nachlos David mentions the Ramas Pshat. Now, who mentions the Ramas Pshat? There's the Nukyesef in Volkama, now Gemara. And on the surface, you know, when one doesn't concentrate, he might think the Teisves, Ravid, Ramad, is Hanach, because they all mention Rav Shimon, so it's Hanach. So this is what the game matters, that we point out. They all mention Rav Shimon, Teisves mentions Rav Shimon, the Ravid mentions Rav Shimon, and the Ramad mentions Rav Shimon, but it's different cheetahs altogether. Different cheetahs altogether. Now let's see the case. Man Brahma Biziboy is Kosavarama. That's after the two dots. No, there are many two dots. One, two. The 14th line from the top is the base on the base in the rhythm of the Yasef. The base on the base. The 14th line from the top. Kosavarama. The mistabre the rabbine makel it avaye kishehoi sol yidies kishelova vahakach mocho dum yedidach shinuye tichsib vidmore uman ditone balchei vibinenes. So in other words, and again the Rama also says not like Rash and Teisves that rabbine's teretz is based upon the premise of vishalei l'mishami. No, it's based upon vishalei l'mishami, and both have both vices, vice kamaise, vice vice, have reference to the case of oisolidis umocho. Dum yedida shenu yedichsi bigmar. Uman di tonne balchei vidayenes ozl besa shibude di mikore. Umikore mikamei di mocho liidis lgab yedei beynes avoy. Afo gab de hashte bosa di mocho komle ya beynes idis. Uman di oma biziburyes ozl besa gweine. Wir kriegen die beiden Gewinner, die Gabriel, die Sully Government, und wenn Mai kommt mit Fliege, bei der Uhr kommt mit Fliege. Mann, die Osel, was hast du Bude, die Mikore, diese Preise, die Meise, das ist Benes, wie sie Boy ist. So, Balche, wie sie Benes, because who is so easy to mocho, so at the very outset, die Schibut, die Schal an der Benes, so mainly it's not Poka. In Leslie, die Uhr, die Oma warte hier ob auch ein bisschen Boyes, aber mit der Reise, die Nebidies. Now you see again, you see, according to the Reivet, so mit der Reise, according to Rav Shimon, mit der Reise, Balchev is bebeinenes. How does the Ramah say? No, mit der Reise, die Nebidies. So you see, one machlekes between the Ramah and the Reivet. They both base it upon Rav Shimon, but there is a machlekes. What is Rav Shimon Shite? The Ravid Shite is that Midraise Balchev is Bebeinus. And the Ramashite is that Midraise Balchev is Beidies. Because he is Gemul Chesed. And the Chachomim said that he should be gave from Beinus because of Shemoyik Peitz. So he says, Mandos, Ubosa Shibulidini Kore. In other words, the Braise Kamaise, Leslie the Ule. Leslie the Ule. The Omad Vatios, in other words, Leslie the Ule. The Omad Vatio Balchev is a boyes. El Midraise, the Nebidius. Virabono, who the Tikin, the Likve, Elo, El Bibanus, Mr. Shoshe, the Ekpis Velveno, Vichin, the Mikore. Kaden Shemoharidis, Mr. Abitla Benes, Suli Pokashibudimine. Uman de Oma, so that is special. Uman de Oma, the Chidesh is in the other price. Uman de Oma, Balchev is a boy, the price of Basreise, for also Bosogweine, Isle de Ule. the Omar Dvar Teiro Baal Chayit B'Zibuyis. So he's like the Raivet. The Raivet also says, unlike Rash and Tesvis, that Man Dvar Baal Chayit B'Zibuyis, or Rash and Tesvis say, that is less Lidule, so the Raivet says is Lidule. The Ramah also says is Lidule, but for different reasons. Umanda and Balchiv Zibuyas Vosal Bosodavaina is Lidule. The Omadvati or Balchiv Bizibuyas, the Rabbonon Tiknu Benes, Nishmilas Dallas, the Hitkin Rabbonon, he had have a Benes Liga baby in the Vine. Avo Hashte, the Hosalidias, Loitikun, the Hilkas Ekirabine, the Alibe de Mandeos, the Bosashibuddha de Mikore. In other words, like Praise Kamaise, Chud Amon, the Loikule. Here we have a big Chiddush in the Mkiesev. The time of the Ule Mishum the Choshev Zibuyes Pochesh Bekelim, Virav Pope, Viravune, Breit, Rav Yerushua, Pligale, Usvire, Lihu, Dafilu Gabinizokim, Shedinom Beidias, Lideraise, Kol Midi de Yoivlin, Taltele, Vafu Subinikremeitav, Vikolshkin Gabi Balchev, Viadarabe, Ikel Melatmenei, the Balchev Beidias, Virabon Uduukne, the Bainess, Kideshel Yira Odom Dironoe, the Sodden Noel Havere, Vilayemar, Ekpis, Velvenu, Melatmenei, the Balchev Beidias, Virabon Udekne, the Aram Lekmeis, the Shira Dironos Havere, Vilima Ekpis, Velvenu. Diese Perischkan Socken, wie Keimung und Kraftpop, der Abwunde, die Basreuenin. So, tremendous Riddish. In other words, he says, now, Ule says, Dvar Tera Balchei Bezeboyes. Why? Shenema Avo Yisha Shatneishe Be Yeitze Lecha Avi Zachusha. So Teisha says, a very strong Kashuk. We didn't go over the Teisha. No. Oh. Oh, Tesis and Sikran. We didn't go over the Tesis yet. Lehitzi Pochesha Bekelim. That's the next Tesis. Vim came after Pochesha Bekelim Meitavu, Gidom Alil Kol Mila Meitavu. So how can we learn out from Huishashat Neisha Beislach Abizachut? So he cannot bring outside a piece of karke. A piece of karke, you cannot be Meitzachut. So what can you be Meitzachut? So Abit. What is Abit Mitaltalim? But the Gemara says that mitaltlin skolmila meitav. So adarabe, you have to learn out from this posik, from Aisha's neshebe, that balchiv is dine beidias midaraise. The dine is beidias midaraise. The dine is beidias midaraise. You have to learn out. So what the state is given to us? V'yesh leima, kishemeitzi kelim dar kileitzi agroa. So, insofar as Kelim is concerned, it's always hideous. Even the Geruah is hideous. Because Dilem is Dabn Hochem is Dabn Mota Achrite. Uchshemeitzi Karken Name Darkel Heitzi Zibuyis. It's not a question of Leitzi, but just presenting Zibuyis. You can take it out. Vinire Da Loche Dipshalein Shomin Doche. All right, Zerana. So, that's Tesis Teretz. Then the Ramas and Jesus Teretz is something else. The Ule, why does Ule say, according to Rav Pope and Ravune Breda Rav Yeshua, that called Pil Mile Meitavu, so then from the Posik, Voisha Shatanesha Bey, we have to learn out that Balchev is Dinei Beidias. But Ule himself, he doesn't agree with Rav Pope, Ravune Breda Rav Yeshua, that Kol Mil Meitavu. And Ule himself agrees with Abai and Rove. Abai and Rove, so he said, Romele Abai and Rove, Ksiv Meitav Sedeo Meitav Kam Nishal, Meitav Emi Yachin Alei, Vatani Yoshev Rabbi Shove Kez Lafu Subim, Loi Kashye. So Rove said, Loi Kashye, Kam Midaiti Kam Bal Kolche. So in other words, Rove didn't agree. Certainly at first, he didn't agree with Rav Pope and Ravune Breda Rav Yeshua, that by mitalton is called milimetav. Otherwise there wouldn't be any kashe, and then Abaye didn't agree either. Abaye was just deicher of his teretz because miksiv yishulam yishalim sin daiz mashv. So how did Abaye try to reconcile the two prices on the basis of the price of holy bottom so this economy? In other words, Bein Abaye and Bein Rove held that even by mitaltling, so Zibuyas is Zibuyas, we don't say Kol Mila Meidavu. It was Rav Popen, Rav Unibrid, Rav Yeshua who established the Aloche, who propounded Aloche that Ligabi mitaltling, everything is made up. But Abaye and Rove didn't agree with that. So Ula didn't agree with Rav Popen, Rav Unibrid, Rav Yeshua either. And even in the finale, he didn't concede to Rav Popen, Rav Unibrid, Rav Yeshua Ule. And Ule held all the time that by mitaltling there also Zibuyas and Beinunes and Didyas. Mimele, since Madarkish on Eichile, Eitzi Pochesh Bekelim, and Pochesh Bekelim is not made up. But according to Rav Popen, Rav Unibrid, Rav Yeshua, that by mitaltling is commonly made up. So on the contrary, the same posik of Oisha Shavneisha Beyitzra Havas Achutso, which according to Ule is a Mokeya, the Balchei Vidini Bezibuyas, so according to Rav Popen, Rav Unibrid, Rav Yeshua, it's a Mokeya, the Balchei Vizbidias, the Balchei Vizbidias, the Balchei Vizbidias.
Why?
Because Oisha Shavneisha Beyitzra Havas Achutso. So, what kind, suppose the mashkin consists of a golden watch. So what kind of a golden watch is it? You have all kinds of golden watches. Cheap gold. Some melees, it is, so, according to Rav Popen, Rav Yeshua, even if it is a copper watch or whatever it is, it's also hideous. So in other words, since Yetzer HaChav is Achutzo, and so that's mitaltling. Mitaltling is always made up. So on the contrary, according to Rav Popen, Rav Unibrid, Rav Yeshua. So Balchev Midraise is Dine Beidies. So this is how the Rama explains. Just one second. So he says, Uman the Mabalchi Biziboy was the Bazar the Vine Isle Dule, the Mabartira Balchi Biziboyes, the Rabon and Tikne Benes, Mishmun Las Dallas, the Hitkin Rabon and Hechadabe Benes, Ligabe, Bin Divine, Avahash, the Hosalidius, Lutikum, the Ulchasik Rabine, Valibe, the Mandos, the Bosashibu de Mikore, Udamoran, like Bryce Kamaisa, Loikule, the Time Dule, Mishmun Hosh Biziboyes, Pokash Bikalim, the Rafop Ravishu, Pligale, Usfilu da Filgabinizo. Whether it's a golden watch, a silver watch, a copper watch, or whatever watch it is, so melee, it is made up. So that means that Balchev is dinei be made up. Because Madarabe, Ekel Melech me Balchevidius, Virabononu dukne be Beninis, Kideshel Yero Odom Dironoe, Bisodenoe, Lehavere, Vlimar, Ekpis, Valvenu, Kidiserish Birken Zokin, Vikaimo and Kraft Popper, Ravune de Basroininu. So that's the Ramaschat, that's the Ramaschat. Now, so the difficulty is, except according to the Rajbo, we are faced with the Kash. According to the Rajbo, there is no Kash. Because according to the Rashi, Rav Shimon is also made it that Balchev is Dine Bezibuyas. But according to all the other Rishonim, Rav Shimon holds that either Midraise Balchev is Dine Bezibuyas or Bebeinus. And Ule says, Balchev Midraise Bezibuyas, how can Ule be Chilik? And it's Hane. If there are two Tanoim, all right, so Ule is Machria like one Tane. But here we don't have any other Tane who is Chilik and Rav Shimon. And Rav Shimon says Beferesh, according to the Ravet, that Balchev Midraise is Bebeinus, according to the Ramah, that Balchev Midraise
is
Bidyas. But not Bezibuyas, and Ule says, no, Balchev Midraise is Bezibuyas. That's very strange. Now, so there is a Tzeisachation in Simen Kuv Beis, and he is Miyashevet. He mentions a Gemara. First of all, he mentions a Yerushalmi Nanzokin, all it's late. He mentions a Yerushalmi Nanzokin, that the Yerushalmi Nanzokin says that Balchev Midraisi Bebeinus. Why? because the Torah says V'yish Hashatim Yishabei Nanzotim, the Yerushalmi V'yish Hashatim Yishabei Yitzhah Havit Achutzor. So Yish, who's a Yish? Hashatim Yishabei Zalev, who's the Yish? The Torah says, one second, please. The Hashatim Yishabei Zalev. So why do the Torah say the Yish Hashatim Yishabei Hashatim Yishabei Yitzhah? Why a Yish? So the Yish has reference to Shri Abbez. Otherwise, the Yish is completely superfluous. So the Yish has reference to Shri Abbez. The Yish, together with Hashatanei Shebei, the Shri Abbez, together with the Leve, Yisra Havis Achutza. That means that the Malve is not allowed to go into the house of the Leve. Bachutzta, the Malve is certainly not allowed. So, if he wants to take in Ashkin, what does he do? So the Shri Abezin enters the house. The Shri Abezin enters the house on behalf of the Malve. He is not allowed to go into the house of the lady. So the Malve remains standing outside. Then the Shri Abezin goes into the lady's house together with the lady, and the Malve is not allowed to go in. So, in other words, if the Torah had said the Levi has to be meishit, the Ave, the Yerushalmi says, what would the Levi give? Pachashe b'kelim, he would give ziburis. Levi wants to give the most inferior. If the Torah had allowed the Malve to enter the house, then the Malve would take the Idis. Since the Torah doesn't allow the Malve to go into the house, but allows the Shri Abbez to go together with the Levi, so then, you know, They make a compromise and they give out things. So the Yerushalmi Nanzokin says, from that we learn out that Balchev is dinin ibenis. Yerushalmi Nanzokin, beginning of that. Then, one second, please. That's what the Yerushalmi Nanzokin. So then, the Tzei Sacheshin says, so that seems to be contrary to our Gemara. So Bishlim, according to the Raivet, so then the Yerushalmi conforms to Reb Shimon. But according to the other Rishonim, so the Yerushalmi doesn't conform to either Reb Shimon or to anybody. Because Reb Shimon holds his BDS, and Ule says, our Gemara, that's the Bizubuyas. And here the Yerushalmi and Zokim learns out from Rishas Meshebe, is a Havis Achutso. So the Tzis Achashim, Simon Kukri, says that it's stolen in Machlekes in the Gemara. The Tutanoim, Achilik, Dafkufu Beis in Bamitzir, in Perikam Kabel. Whether, so one Tana says that while the Malve is not allowed to go into the house, that's in the Raposhim. Bachutz Tamit. How about the Shri Abezin? So one Tana says, one Braise says, the Shri Abezin is allowed to go into the house. Because he learns out Voyish. The Yish is Ashatanei Shebei. But then another Tana says that the Shri Abezin is not allowed to go into the house either. The Shri Abezin is not allowed to go into the house either. So that's the Gemara. Where's the... Kuvayis. Kuvayis, Sif Aleph, the Tzis Achish. Vine Yerushalmi ikim andoma balchev dinim natira bebeinis. V'yalif lo mikodi ule. T'chsi v'yish ha-shneishe be'yitzlech avid. V'yashimim v'yish ze shli abezin. Shim atoim me'yashamal v'yikonis le'mashken ha'yik achidyes. Vim atoim me'yashalei ve'yitzi inkin yitzi ziburyes. Av l'ashliach nichnas ha'meitzi be'yitzi. V'nir li foreish b'ma de plige b'shaz delon. In Yerushalmi b'divshaz delon. Mofik Maikro Ziboyes, over Yerushalmi Mofik Maikro Beines, the Besef Perikam Kabel, Dafkuf Yudgimu Amashmuel, Shli Abezin Min Tachnituche, aim of a mashkinalei, that Shmuel says, even the Shli HaBezdin is not allowed to go into the house. He can just grab it from the lathe outside. So, min tachnituche, he can grab it from the lathe outside. Av mishkalei, vasikne di biplukti tanoim Shli HaBezdin sheboli mashkinalei. So one brisa says, lo yikonis lebeisili mashkinalei. He's not allowed. Elo, emid bachutz, ויעלי ומייצלי משקני שנמה בחוץ דמית ואיש ואיש. In other words, so he explains the passage בחוץ דמית ואיש, the Shliach Bezdin also has to stand בחוץ השני שבייצל אחר זה חוץ. And the other price says בחוץ דמית יו מלווה בחוץ דמית ואיש, together with השני שבי, they will go into the house and they'll take out. So in other words, so that Yerushalmi is not a machlekes with the Bavle, but it's stolen the machlekes between the two prices. So if we say v'yishash v'abachutz tamid v'yish, also bachutz, ashanei shebeyesel havet achutzo, so then it means what will be made is the boyes. But if we say like the price v'yishabachutz tamid Voyish, together with Hatanei Shebei, Yis Da'avet HaChutzo, so then it's Lidaneness. So it's a machlekes of the two prices. This is how he explains it. So in Mele, there is really, the kasha was, how can Ule be Chilik and Rav Shimon? The answer is, it's stolen the machlekes between the two prices. And Ule is machria like the Tana, like the price, that Bachutz Tameis Voyish, and Ashat Neishe Be Yisra Havet HaChutzo.
What daf is that indeed?
Daf. That's in Yerushalmi. I'll show you. Tomorrow there'll be Shia Mikvois. Here's Yerushalmi. Daf on the base. Chav Daled on the base.
And if we hold that Shliach Bezdin can go into the house, so then why only the
Benis? Why Benis? Because they'll share it together.
That's right.
They'll put their heads together.
The Shli HaBezdin will prevail upon the
Lobe.
You have to be a little fair. Listen,
give them something
to take and not give. That's not right. So the Mele, that means the Shli HaBezdin.
But not the Yiddis. He wouldn't be able to.
Not the Yiddis.
Won't give up Yiddis.
So it's still a kasha, and those Rishonim will hold it. Rav Shimon is be Yiddis.
So what? Rav Shimon is a Tana, he's a third Tana. There's no cash. Cash is, how can you be chilek and all the Tana?
Rabbi Sabez, if the Shliach Bezdin is standing outside with the Malva, and the Lova brings...
Stam Rabba. Vachat le'achod, oi l'shleishna b'nei Odom ke'achod. Kulam nichnus v'tachas abay. In other words, if the Meicha here, he owed money to a Nizek, to a Malve, and to a Nisha. Lachen lachen dilni odom, b'yem echot. Nisha yolov nizokin, uksuvas isha, ubalcheit, v'hoyolei idias ubeines v'zeburis. And then he sold it to one person, all the sodis. Oili shleisha b'ni odom ki echot. To three different people, the idiot is sold one, the bin is another, the exud the boy is another. Kulam nichnis utachas abay. Nichnis al kuches gidin ameich. Misha lokach idiot, he fell nizik. Likea binis, he shalom sachif, to the balchaif. Likea ziboyes, left, will pay the exud, as a exud. Bozeach haze, in other words, let's say, on Monday, on Sunday, he sold one sodi, and then Monday another sodi, and Tuesday another sodi. So then he can say, everyone can say, he nachti loch mokim ligves imen. Since there is aloche, in froin, in chosim, in shibodim, in bimokim, sheyesh, in chosim, in chirim. So in mele, the one who bought the sodi last, so has his chus to say, you cannot be given from me, because when I left something in Chosim Lecher. So Mele, the Shibut concentrated at that time on that Sodom. So Mele have to be gave. So Bazeach Hazeh Kulom gave him in Acha. Einlei gave him Shalifonov. Einlei gave him Shalifnefonov. Nachay, Rashi, Dafilu Shoko, Kamoy Idias Ubenes, Motze Mitran u Alikuches Linzokin u Balchei Vesel Ziburis, Domar in Achte Lechomokin Ligwismen, Utnam Misaches Gitten, Eini Froi Mechos Mishibodim Bimokim Shriye Ibnecheir, Vafil Hen Ziburis. Dichi Chizom Hanetri Kamoy Amaye, So if the last one that was sold, let's say, on Tuesday, was Ziburyes, so then the Lokhim who bought it on Sunday and Monday have his chus to say, you cannot be given from me. You have to go to the Ziburyes that was sold on, because for 2 days the Ziburyes remained Necher, while the remained Necher. So Mele, the Chizoven Hanetrei Kamoye, Ishtaya Ziburyes Necher, because it was still in the possession of the Meicher. Vachal Pi, the Hodor is Dabne, Bosabas Chazlo. Ein Leke de Sipuk Shloshton, Shein Eisi Karka Shavikol Kach, Keve Ameisa Mishlofon. Now the Gemara is saying, Mochon Leachod Echadon, Ilein Bas Achaz. So then we say that mochon leechov bibasacha askul nichas dabai. So that's a pshitis. Hashkel ishleish dikel meimachad b'nai kodim, because one star could have been made out in the morning, one in the afternoon, and the other one towards the evening. But still we say, is this, since we don't mention Shois in Shtores, so mainly the same thing. But Hashte Shlishleisha Dikle Minachad Nayakot Amret Kulan Kusrabalin Mochon Leachov Mikoy El Pshiti Bezeachaze. So that means that if Mochon Leachot, then even Bezeachaze, so is Nichnus Rasbad. In other words, when is there a difference between that is if it's Lishleishim now. But if it's Liachot, even Bezeach HaZeh, so it's Kulon Nichnus Tachasabai. Umayish Nishleisha, the Cholchad Echad, Omalei, Nacht Lachmokim Ligvis Menu. Hay Nameo, Cholchad Echad, Lemeli, Nacht Ligvis Menu. So why should it be a difference? Let's say, Ruvein is the Meicher. And he owes Nizek, he owes him Alve, he owes expresses. And then Reuven had three sodas. And he sold to Shimon, one soda on Sunday, one Sunday on Monday, and one soda on Tuesday. And he sold on Tuesday, he sold the Ziburyes. So why do you say Kulon Nichnus Tachasabayim, that the Nizoki is gave from the Sode of Idias that he sold on Sunday, but he should say Nachtuch Mokim Likis Menu. He should push the Nizek, he should push to the Ziburyes that were sold on Tuesday. Umayshin Shleish Lechol Chad Echad Amre. He Nachtuch Mokim Likis Menu. Hainam HaKol Chad Echad Lechol Nachtuch Mokim Likis Menu. Let's see the Rashi. Ilim besachar b'shtar echod, hashto ligim udikum emachar minar ekod, shizel lokar bebeikya, valol ushnayim be'erf, umotzer imitin nichnoch mokeim, amvet nichstas abaylin, because in case vin shoyis, in shtores ol b'rushalayim, hoyu vinika b'shtar amech, milokach rishin, so arachas kamo v'chamo, one person